Hello and welcome to Program Notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. I'll be reading the program notes for all of the Classical Music Series concerts by the North Carolina Symphony for the 2017 and 2018 season. The program notes I am reading today are for the performances by the North Carolina Symphony on Friday and Saturday, December 1st and 2nd, at 8 p.m. at Maybandy Hall, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. This concert will be conducted by Grant Llewellyn. The featured soloists will be two of the symphony's own horn players, Rachel Nikotopoulos and Christopher Caudill. Special guests on this special concert will be the North Carolina Master Chorale. Now, the program on this performance will include the following. The symphony will begin with Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F major. And that will be followed by Bach's Air from Orchestral Suite No. 3. Then the North Carolina Master Chorale comes on the stage with the symphony for selections from the Christmas Oratorio. Following the intermission, the Master Chorale and the symphony return to the stage with the Cantata No. 63 by Johann Sebastian Bach, the Christmas Cantata. That will be followed by Dietrich Buxtehude's In Dulce Jubilo. Then more Bach, the Cantata No. 191, along with the North Carolina Master Chorale. Next on the program will be Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto in F Major for two horns and orchestra, and that will feature the soloist Rachel Nikotopoulos and Christopher Caudill. And the symphony will conclude this performance with Selections from the Gloria by Antonio Vivaldi with the symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale. First, I'll begin symphony notes with some biographical information about the featured soloists. Rachel Nikotopoulos, the seventh of eight children growing up in a house full of art, music, books, and bicycles in Iowa, Nikotopoulos began playing the horn at age 11. She studied music at the Universities of Iowa and Missouri in Kansas City. As a college student, Rachel spent her summers at the Music Academy of the West, the Sarasota Music Festival, and the Aspen Music Festival. She also toured Europe with the North Carolina School of the Arts Orchestra and the New World Symphony, where she met her future husband. After seven seasons with the Virginia Symphony and Opera, she joined the North Carolina Symphony in 2005. She loves performing with the North Carolina Symphony Wind Quintet, especially when they play for children in classrooms across North Carolina. The next featured performer, also a member of the North Carolina Symphony, is Christopher Caudill. Christopher Caudill began playing the horn at age 10 while living in London, England with his family. Piano and violin lessons had failed to do the trick, but a London symphony concert at the Barbican with famous soloist Barry Tuckwell made him fall in love with the horn. At Northwestern University, he studied with the Chicago Symphony solo horn, Dale Clevenger, and was a member of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago. He spent two summers at Tanglewood and toured Russia with the American-Russian Youth Orchestra. He was a member of the New World Symphony in Miami Beach for 3 years, where he met his future wife, symphony horn section colleague Rachel Nikotopoulos, before being invited to play principal horn for a season with the Honolulu Symphony. After two seasons with the Virginia Symphony, he joined the North Carolina Symphony in 2003. And finally, some information about the North Carolina Master Chorale. One of the major choral organizations of the Southeast, the North Carolina Master Chorale has been performing choral orchestral masterworks for 75 years. The Master Chorale boasts two renowned ensembles, a 170-voice symphonic choir and a 22-voice professional chamber choir, with a diverse repertoire from Renaissance to contemporary music. Its singers, selected by audition, bring a collective wealth of training and experience. The Master Chorale is the resident chorus of the North Carolina Symphony and regularly collaborates with symphony orchestras, opera companies, ballet, and touring productions. Music director and conductor Alfred E. Sturgis holds multiple degrees in music and performed with Robert Shaw in the U.S. and Europe. In addition to the Master Chorale, Sturgis serves as music director for the Carolina Ballet and the Tar River Philharmonic Orchestra. The organization received a Raleigh Medal of Arts in recognition of its rich heritage and numerous artistic contributions to the community. Founded as the Raleigh Oratorio Society in 1942, the Master Chorale has evolved into a major regional performing arts group that works with more than 250 artist musicians each season, reaching an annual audience of more than 10,000 choral arts enthusiasts. The first work to be performed by the North Carolina Symphony in this concert is the Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 in F Major by Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach was born March 21, 1685, in Eisenach, Germany, and he died July 28, 1750, in Leipzig. The work was composed in 1720. The first performance is unknown. Here's the overview. The Brandenburg Concerto No. 1 originated in the three-movement sinfonia in F major that Bach composed to introduce the Hunting Cantata he wrote to celebrate the birthday of Prince Christian of Saxe-Weissenfels in 1713. The Merry Hunt is My Delight, BWV Listing 208, was the source of the much-loved pastoral Sheep May Safely Graze. To create the first Brandenburg Concerto, several years later, Bach thoroughly revised the sinfonia, adding a violin to the soloist, expanding the finale with an additional Polonaise episode, and composing anew the third movement. Bach again reworked portions of the Concerto No. 1 for the secular cantata United Discord, written in 1726 for the installation of Dr. Gottlieb Korte as professor of law at Leipzig University. The opening movement, whose lusty horn calls recall the concerto's origin in a work inspired by The Hunt, contains a joyous abundance of notes driven by a muscular rhythmic energy. The adagio is a poignant lament, largely carried on in dialogue between the first oboe and the solo violin. The third movement, in vigorous 6/8 meter, is bright and virtuosic. The finale is a procession of dances. It begins with a menuetto for the full ensemble that returns rondo fashion as the structural support of the movement. Interspersed are a section for two oboes and bassoon, a polonaise for strings, and a rousing trio for horns and three unison oboes. The orchestration for this work is three oboes, bassoon, two horns, harpsichord, and strings. Next, the North Carolina Symphony will perform the air from Orchestral Suite No. 3 in D major, also by Johann Sebastian Bach. This was probably composed around 1731, although the first performance is unknown. The dating of the orchestral suites is conjectural. It was long believed that Bach composed them during his tenure, which was 1717 to 1723, as director of music at the court of Anhalt-Köthen, north of Leipzig, where he was in charge of the instrumental rather than the sacred vocal music. It was for his duties at Köthen that Bach wrote many of his outstanding instrumental works, including the Brandenburg Concertos, violin concertos, and much of his chamber music. The surviving sources for the suites, however, are all from Bach's time in Leipzig, which was 1723 to 1750, where his heavy duties directing the music at the city's churches still allowed him time to lead Collegium Musicum, the musical college, that was the principal local producer of instrumental concerts. They performed on Friday afternoons in Gottfried Zimmermann's coffee house. The only extant performing materials for the suites are from about 1725, that was numbers 1 and 4, 1731, number 3, and 1738 to 1739, number 2, though it is uncertain if they were originally composed for the Collegium concerts at those times or arranged from now-lost pieces written as early as the Curtin years. The air from the third suite bears a general term used during Bach's time for an instrumental piece in slow tempo with a sweet, ingratiating melody in the upper voice. This haunting, bittersweet music is one of Bach's best-loved creations. The instrumentation for this work is for harpsichord and strings. Next, the symphony performs the selections from Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. This was composed in 1734. The first performance was December 31, 1734 to January 1735 in Leipzig. Bach created his magnificent Christmas oratorio to adorn the holiday season services of December 1734 to January 1735 in the Leipzig churches, assigning its six parts to the observances of the 3 days of Christmas, December 25th through the 27th, the Feast of the Circumcision, January 1st, the first Sunday of the New Year, January 2nd, and the Feast of the Epiphany, which is January 6th. As the sources for several movements in parts 1 through 5, Bach reworked numbers from three secular cantatas that he had composed in 1733 and 34. Those were catalog listings BWV 213, 214, and 215, honoring the birthdays and anniversaries of various Saxon royal personages, fitting them with appropriate sacred texts. The balance was composed anew. For part 6, Bach recycled an entire church cantata, BWV 248A, now lost except for a set of instrumental parts. The instrumentation for this work is for two flutes, two oboes, bassoon, three trumpets, timpani, organ, and strings. Next, the opening chorus from Cantata No. 63, BWV 63, by Johann Sebastian Bach. And this work was composed in 1713 or 1714, and the first performance was on Christmas Day in either 1713 in Halle or in 1714 in Weimar. Here's the overview. Christians engraved the day was composed either in 1713, as I mentioned, at the Christmas Cantata for Halle, where Bach had applied for the position of organist, or 1714 for his current job as concertmeister at the court of Duke Wilhelm Ernst in Weimar, where he had served as organist and chamber musician since 1708. Now, evidence for Halle might be the text, which was probably written by Johann Michael Heinicus, a well-known German theologian who was then pastor of Halle's Liebfrauenkirche, supervisor of the church's music, and kindly disposed toward Bach's application for employment. In addition, the cantata's elaborate scoring, which calls for three oboes, bassoon, four trumpets, timpani, strings, and continuo, would have been better suited to the vast nave of the Liebfrauenkirche, which was so large that its 16th-century building incorporated the towers of two earlier churches that had previously occupied the site, than to the modest court chapel and performing forces at Weimar. Bach so valued this joyous work that he revived it in 1723 for his first Christmas as Kapellmeister in Leipzig. The instrumentation for this work is three oboes, bassoon, four trumpets, timpani, organ, and strings. Next, the symphony will perform In Dulci Jubilo by Dietrich Buxtehude. Buxtehude was born around 1637 in Helsingborg. He died May 9, 1707 in Lübeck. The dates of composition and first performance are unknown. Here's the overview. In Dulci Jubilo, one of the best-loved German Christmas chorales, derives from a 14th-century melody that was fitted with a macaronic, that is, mixed-language text, when it was printed in Klug's Sacred Songs in Wittenberg in 1535. and has also long been sung with Robert Pearsall's 1837 English verses that begin, "Good Christian men rejoice." Dietrich Buxtehude, one of the outstanding Northern European organists and composers of the generation before Bach, made the old hymn the basis for an organ prelude as well as a vocal work for soprano, alto, bass, violins, and continuo. The instrumentation for In Dulci Jubilo is for harpsichord and strings. Next on the program, the cantata number 191 by Johann Sebastian Bach. This was composed in 1733, revised in 1745. The first performance was on Christmas Day in 1745 in Leipzig. Here is the overview. Bach's cantata in number 191, Gloria in Excelsis Deo, is a reworking of the Kyrie and Gloria he had contributed to the celebration surrounding the installation of Friedrich August II as successor to his late father as Elector of Saxony in April 1733. In 1745, Bach borrowed three sections from the collection of movements comprising the 1733 Kyrie and Gloria for use as the festive Christmas services in Leipzig. That work is now known as his Cantata No. 191. The closing movement, first associated with the words Cum Sancto Spiritu, was slightly reworked to accommodate the new verses Sicut Erat in Principio. The instrumentation for Bach's Cantata No. 191 was for two flutes, two oboes, three trumpets, timpani, harpsichord, and strings. Next, the Concerto for Two Horns and Orchestra in F Major by Antonio Vivaldi. Now, Vivaldi was born March 4th, 1678 in Venice. He died July 28th, 1741 in Vienna. It was composed around 1719. The first performance date is unknown. Here is the overview. In 1703, Vivaldi was appointed violin teacher and composed at Ospedale della Pietà, an institution in Vienna that housed and educated female orphans, mostly illegitimate daughters of the city's better classes, and was especially noted for the musical training given to its wards. He worked mainly at the Pietà for the next 35 years, though he was fired from his job there at least three times and reprimanded on several other occasions, partly because of his impulsive and headstrong character, but mostly because the Board of Governors judged, not without cause, that his many outside operatic, publishing, and entrepreneurial activities interfered with his duties at the school. One of the times Vivaldi worked away from Venice was from 1718 to 1720, when he was a director of music for Prince Philip of Hesse-Darmstadt, commander of the Habsburg imperial troops then stationed in Mantua. Vivaldi was responsible for the instrumental music at the Mantua court and also composed three operas for its theater during his tenure. His handful of concertos that include horn may well also date from that time, since the instrument was not generally available at the Ospedale, and he included elaborate parts for it in his Mantuan operas. A half dozen of his concertos include horn among a group of varied soloists, but only two are scored exclusively for horns, two concertos for two horns, they were RV 538 and 539, both in F major, a comfortable key for the valveless, chromatically limited instruments of the day. The first and last of the three movements of the Concerto for Two Horns in F major, both in ritornella form, named for the returns of an orchestral refrain separating episodes for the soloists, call for remarkable agility, range, and cooperation from the hornists. The lilting slow movement, on the other hand, is music of lyricism and tender emotion, a virtual forest lullaby. This work is transcribed for two horns, harpsichord, and strings. And the final work on the program for this concert is Selections from Gloria, RV 589 by Antonio Vivaldi, and the dates and compositions of this is unknown as well. The date and occasion of the composition for which Vivaldi composed the Gloria are unknown. As I mentioned, the score was discovered in the 1920s in an important manuscript collection of Vivaldi's works in Turin that also contains another setting in D major of the Gloria, RV 588, which has never enjoyed the popularity of its companion. The opening Gloria in Excelsis Deo of RV 589 with its excited bounding octave principal motif captures perfectly the jubilation of this paean to the Almighty. Et in terra pax, built across long arches of perfectly executed harmonic suspensions, is one of Vivaldi's most intense and moving creations. Domine Fili Unigente is carried along on the majestic dotted rhythms reminiscent of the French operas of the Italian expatriate Jean-Baptiste Lully, born as Giovanni Battista Lully in 1632 in Florence. The joyous music and mood of the Gloria's opening return in the Quoniam tu Solus Sanctus, before a grand fugal setting of Cum Sancto Spiritu closes this masterwork of Baroque musical piety. The instrumentation for this work is oboe, trumpet, harpsichord, and strings. Program notes for this symphony program were copyrighted in 2017 by Dr. Richard E. Rota. You have been listening to program notes for your North Carolina Symphony, an exclusive production of the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading all of the program notes from the classical music series of the North Carolina Symphony for the entire 2017 and 2018 season. This program is available on demand as a podcast on the day before each concert series and will remain available for the rest of the concert season. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today. We sincerely hope that listening to Symphony Notes will enhance your enjoyment of your North Carolina Symphony. Goodbye until next time.